Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Multitasking: A Baby Blues Collection by Rick Kirkman is a 2021 comic strip scrapbook in the long-running Baby Blues series, created with Jerry Scott. Rather than presenting a single continuous narrative, it gathers the daily strips from 2021 and uses them to depict the ordinary pressures of family life through humor. The book centers on the McPherson household, especially parents Daryl and Wanda, and their children Zoe, Hammy, and Ren, whose routines generate the kinds of small crises and comic misunderstandings that define the strip. Its purpose is not to deliver advice in a direct self-help format, but to observe parenting, domestic labor, and sibling dynamics with wit and consistency. Because the material is drawn from a newspaper comic tradition, it relies on short-form timing, visual expression, and recurring character behavior, rather than plot escalation. The result is a collection aimed at readers who appreciate family comedy grounded in recognizable daily experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the scrapbook format turns 1 year of family routines into a readable comic archive. The format also reinforces the series' identity. Baby Blues has always depended on consistency of character and situation, and a scrapbook collection highlights that strength by showing how the same family dynamics remain amusing across many small episodes. Rather than stretching a premise thin, the book relies on variation within a stable framework. That is a key reason the collection has value. As a compiled edition, it preserves the rhythm that made the strip successful in newspapers, while making it easier to read in larger chunks. Secondly, parenting is shown through repeated moments of fatigue, improvisation, and divided attention. At the same time, the collection avoids turning parenting into a complaint. Its perspective is observational rather than cynical. The exhaustion and disorder are real, but they are softened by affection for the family members involved. This balance matters because it gives the comedy emotional credibility. Readers recognize that the situations are stressful, yet they also see that the characters remain committed to one another. The book's treatment of multitasking therefore becomes a study in how modern family life is negotiated through improvisation, patience, and the ability to laugh at inevitable disruption. Thirdly, the children generate conflict, surprise, and comic momentum through distinct age-based behavior. The children also function as the engine of narrative movement. In a short-form strip, there is little room for elaborate plotting, so tension must arise quickly and clearly. The children make that possible because they react strongly, misinterpret situations, or create immediate practical problems. Their behavior forces the parents to respond, which keeps the rhythm active. This dynamic is part of why the strip remains effective across many years. Childhood itself supplies an endless set of new variants on a familiar theme. The collection uses that fact well, turning everyday family interactions into a steady source of concise comedy. Fourthly, witty dialogue and expressive art do the work of character comedy. The result is a style of humor that is accessible without being simplistic. The dialogue sounds conversational, but it is carefully tuned to reveal personality and domestic tension. The visual element also prevents the comedy from feeling purely verbal. Even when the dialogue is minimal, the reactions on the page carry meaning. This is one reason the strip has endured for decades. It does not depend on topical references alone, but on repeatable human behavior rendered with precision. The collection therefore demonstrates how newspaper comics can sustain long-term appeal through disciplined collaboration between text and image. Lastly, its appeal comes from shared recognition rather than plot resolution or moral lesson. This distinction helps the book stand out within the family comic category. Many books in the genre rely on either sentimental sweetness or broad slapstick, but Baby Blues tends to sit closer to observational realism. Its comedy comes from specific parenting headaches, the strain of simultaneous responsibilities, and the way ordinary family interactions can become absurd. That makes the collection useful, not because it offers solutions, but because it gives shape to experiences many readers already know. It stands out as a long-running, carefully observed comic record of domestic life, with enough consistency and character familiarity to remain engaging across an entire year of strips. In conclusion, Multitasking: A Baby Blues Collection is a strong fit for readers who enjoy family-centered comics, especially parents, grandparents, and longtime newspaper strip readers who appreciate humor grounded in daily routine. It works well for anyone who wants a compact, low-commitment reading experience that still offers recognizable character dynamics and consistent comic timing. The main practical benefit of the book is its ability to turn familiar household stress into readable, well-paced humor. The intellectual benefit is its clear observation of how family systems operate under constant interruption, divided attention, and sibling negotiation. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out because it does not depend on a single premise or on exaggerated fantasy. Instead, it builds its identity from ordinary domestic life, rendered with precision and restraint. The year in review scrapbook format also gives it a slightly archival quality, preserving a specific stretch of the strip rather than a generic best of selection. That makes it appealing both as an accessible entry point and as a representative example of why Baby Blues has remained durable for so long. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.